with you something that God's put on my heart from the Bible. It's in Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. And this is an interesting story to me. It's a story about Abraham and Isaac, and it's always caught my attention. It's always intrigued me. And so I've always looked at this, and as I do, I'm able to learn several lessons from it, and I'm able to grow from it. And I realized that Abraham, he was a unique man. Of course, we know that this is the man God chose, and he gave Abraham a covenant. He made Abraham a promise that he would make of him a great nation and that he would do great things for the world through him. That's who he sent the Savior through, his line. And we see that Abraham was greatly used, but in order for him to be used, he had to go through this point. He had to go through chapter 22, and he had to get to the point where he was absolutely surrendered to the will of God. And as I read chapter 22, that's what I learned. So I want you to follow along with me. We'll start in verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of the which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Verse 8 says, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife and to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and beheld, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in church. I pray, dear God, that you would just bless. I pray, Lord, that you would lead, guide, and direct. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would move in this service. Father, I pray that nothing would be said that is not according to your will. And I pray, dear God, that everyone would be attentive and receptive to what it is that you have for them today, Lord. Father, I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, again, as I see this chapter, I see it as it's a great mountaintop because we see a great victory. We see a great and interesting thing happen. And as I look at this, it's a clear portrait and representation of Christ. And we see a father that's willing to sacrifice his own son. And we see, and it's a great representation of that. And this evening, though, what I want to do is, as I think about that, I realize that, and there's a lot to be preached on from that, but I see Abraham here. And I think it's interesting to look at this passage of Scripture from Abraham's perspective. You see, Isaac was his son. I mean, this is the relationship of a father or son, of a parent and son. And, you know, Abraham loved Isaac. Abraham was looking forward to that promise that God had made him. He was looking forward to having a great nation made of him. And Ishmael's out of the picture. He's not there. He's apart from him. And so Isaac is his only son. He loves his son. But not only does he love his son is his hope. His son is his future. His son is all of his ambition. Everything that Abraham was and is and cared for and looked forward to was represented by Isaac. And it's interesting to me here that God specifically said, he says in verse 2, "And take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest." God knew what he was asking of Isaac. And God, or of Abraham. God understood what he was asking of Abraham. But it's interesting to me because in verse 3 it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning," and it says he was ready to go. It's interesting to me that The thing that he loved the most, the thing that he cared for the most in this world, in his life, was the very thing that God asked him, and he didn't hesitate to be willing to offer it to God. This evening, as I look at Abraham, I realize that Abraham was a man that lived a life of absolute surrender. And because of that, God was able to honor Abraham's life. God was able to honor Abraham. I mean, he had already made him a promise when he got saved back in Genesis 12 that he'd make a great nation of them. He'd already dealt with Abraham as Abraham had made mistakes and he had erred in his ways. And Abraham did not necessarily have an easy road, but Abraham was a faithful man. Abraham was surrendered to God's will. And as I look at this, I realize that there are lessons that we can learn from Abraham as he climbed this mountain of absolute surrender. So this evening, what I want to do is I want to consider these lessons. The first thing I notice is in chapter 1, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and he said unto Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am." The first step that Abraham had to take to absolute surrender was that he had to be perceptive. In other words, he had to hear God. You see, you can't be surrendered to God. You can't follow God if you're not listening to God. You see, when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham heard him and Abraham responded. Abraham was able to act on that speaking. Well, how do we hear God? What does perception involve? Well, that demands a relationship with Christ. You can't hear God if you don't first know God. You can't hear God. You can't know what God would have you to do if you don't have that relationship with Him. That starts at salvation this evening. If you don't know 100% that you're on your way to heaven, if you don't know Christ personally, I encourage you, get that settled tonight. It's not some complicated issue that we sometimes want to make it. It's simple faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And as a Christian, we need to work on our relationship with Christ. We need to establish it. We need to develop it. You say, what does that take? That takes a walk with God. You say, what does it mean to have a walk with God? That means to be in constant fellowship with God. We need to pray. That's how we talk to God. We need to let God talk to us by reading His Word. We need to establish that relationship. If you want to hear God, you need to have a relationship with God. I realize that in order for Abraham to hear God, he had to establish a relationship with God. But not only did he need a relationship with God, to hear God, it demanded a readiness. You know, as soon as God spoke, Abraham was ready to do something. Abraham was ready to respond to that. When God speaks to you, when you hear God ministering to your heart, are you ready to act on what God's told you? Or are you going to sit there? Are you going to be stubborn in your ways? I know this is a lesson I had to learn as I spoke of. I had to prepare myself to surrender to God's will. This evening, not only do we need to have a relationship with God, we need to be ready to serve God. I noticed too that as he does, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the mountains which I tell of thee." Not only did hearing God require a relationship, not only did it require a readiness, but it also involved a revelation. You see, when God does speak to you, you need to be able to hear Him. He expects you to be ready to do something about it, but He also gives us details as to what we need to do. He defines His commands. He defines what it is that He wants us to do. And He says, "Take thy son, thine only son." There was no question what God was asking of Abraham. He says, "Take the son that you love." There was no question what he was supposed to do. He defined it and he detailed it. He told him exactly the steps to take. He told him where to go. He told him what to do. He said, "I'll even give you the details." This evening, if you want to be absolutely surrendered to God, if you want to know exactly what it is that God would have you to do, you need to be ready to hear God. You need to be ready to listen to God. And to do that, you have to have a relationship with Him. You have to be ready to do what it is that He's called you to do. And you have to be attentive to His revelation. You have to be attentive to the details He gives us. So I notice as Abraham climbed this mountain of absolute surrender, he had a step to perceive Christ, but also he had to take steps in preparation. In verse 3, it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." You see, it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning." He was ready. As soon as God spoke to him, he knew what he was doing. And the thing is, it wasn't just instantly that he was ready. That took preparation. Like I said, in relations to me going to the city of Meridian, this isn't something that I can just up and do. There's no possible way. It's taken years of preparation, not just personally, but in a physical sense. If you want to do what it is that God's called you to do, you need to make sure that you're prepared. You say, well, how do I be prepared? Well, I notice in verse 3 that Abraham had his hands prepared, and that it says, and he rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him. You see, he had already done all the physical requirements. He had done what he needed to do. He had everything physically in line that he could have. And then in verse 4 it says, then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Not only was his hands prepared, but he had taken time to think about it. He had his head prepared. This was not something he was just doing on a whim. It's something that he had thought about. It's something that he had meditated on. You know, we want to be absolutely surrendered to God, and we want to do what it is that God wants us to do. And there are things that are good. There are things that are great and that need to be done. But if we haven't thought it through, it's hard for God to bless that. I mean, we can't just jump in I see that with Abraham. We can get excited, and it's good to be excited. It's good to have eagerness and a thirst to do right. But we need to make sure that we've taken the right steps. And in order to be that Christian that God's called us to be, we can take those steps now so that when God does speak to us, we can be ready to act on it. And in verse 5 again, it says, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He had his hands prepared. He had his head prepared, but he also had his heart prepared. It says that he was ready to worship. This evening, we have to maintain that relationship with God that puts us in a place where we can talk to God. We don't need to be in a place where there's something blocking our relationship from God. If the devil can do anything, he wants to hinder that. He wants to keep us from being what we need to be, what he knows that we can be for the honor and for the glory of God. We need to stay in a state where we are constantly able to worship God. This evening, I want to ask you, are you prepared to do what it is that God's called you to do? You say, Brother Caleb, I want to serve God. God bless it. I'm glad that you want to serve God. You need to serve God. God will bless you. God will take care of that. He'll honor that. But let me ask you, are you listening to God? Are you prepared to do what it is that God's called you to do? Are you ready? I notice also, as the chapter continues, it says in verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And it continues on, and it talks about how Abraham was going through with it. Not only did surrender to God involve perception of God, that he heard God, not only did it involve preparation, it involved participation. You see, here, Abraham took the next step. Not only did he know what it was that God called him to do, not only was he ready to do it, but he was actually doing it. He actually participated in what it is that God wanted him to do. I see in verse 6 that it was a personal participation. He had to personally place the wood on Isaac. He had to personally get that fire ready. He had to personally build that altar. He had to do it. He had to do his part. But he did it. He was willing to do it. If you want to have that surrender that Abraham had, if you want to worship as Abraham worshiped, you need to be willing to follow through with it. His participation was personal and it was profound. In verse 7, it says, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for burnt offering? And verse 8 is a powerful verse. I love this verse. It says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And I like that verse. And notice it says, God will provide himself a lamb. He didn't say God will provide a lamb. He said God will provide himself a lamb. I want you to remember something. God provides himself. He doesn't just provide a substitute. That was the point of why Jesus came on the cross. He provided himself a lamb. I praise God this evening that when we do what God's called us to do, God blesses. God can work in ways that we couldn't possibly imagine. There are things that I've been able to see by the grace of God through this ministry in Meridian and even through the church that my dad has pastored. There is absolutely no explanation for how it could have been done. There is absolutely no way that I could have done it. I'm not smart enough for sure. I'm not wise enough. I'm not always everything I need to be. And that's the case with everybody. I've seen things that just seemed absolutely impossible happen. Not because of anything I could do, but because God promises He will provide Himself a lamb. I praise God this evening that we know that when we do what God would have us to do, He'll provide. He'll take care of it. He'll and that what a comforting fact that is. And then in verse 11, it says, "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. I see that thou hast not withheld thine son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount, the Lord it shall be seen." Now, his participation was personal, profound, and it was powerful. God provided everything that was needed. I praise God for His provision. Abraham, he received the provision of God. He even received praise of God. It says, I mean, God was pleased with him. God was happy with him. He says, "I know that you won't withhold your son." And he was able to bless him. This evening, I don't know what God is putting on your heart. I don't know what God is speaking to you about. I don't know the needs and the situation of everyone in this room. But what I do know is that when God calls, we need to be ready to answer. We need to be ready to do it. I praise God this evening for what God's doing in my life, but I praise God this evening for what He can do in all of your life. This evening, I want to encourage you, be surrendered to the will of God. Follow God. You say, "Well, how?" Listen to Him. Be ready for what it is that He's called you to do. But don't just listen and be ready. Be prepared to work on it. Be prepared to do it. You know, God may call us to sacrifice something. There may be people in this room that have already sacrificed greatly. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've had to deal with. And maybe it's something that you think is just of utmost importance to you. I mean, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. But this is what I can tell you. No matter what the sacrifice is, God can bless it. And we might think it's hard. We might think it's difficult. And it may be in that moment. But it is all for good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." This evening, God has a purpose for your life. God has a calling for your life. The question is, will you answer it? Will you follow it? Will you do the will of God? How are you absolutely surrendered? How can you be as surrendered as Abraham? Hear God. Be prepared to follow God and follow through with following God. Participate in what He's done. So let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. As we prepare to close this service, if God's spoken to your heart in any way, I want to encourage you, act on that. If God's convicted you, don't let tonight go with anything. Maybe God's spoken to you about something that's unrelated to this message. I don't know. Maybe God's calling you to sacrifice something. Maybe God's calling you to surrender a certain area of your life. Whatever it is, if God's speaking to you, answer it. Don't let it go unanswered. Don't ignore what God's trying to do to you. Listen to God. Be prepared to follow God and follow through on that. Pastor?
Let's stand, shall we? The piano's playing. And tonight, if you want to come, if the Lord has laid something on your heart about surrendering, you just take a minute here. Maybe you need to surrender.